trembling of feelers.
"Yesterday morning, I was still contained inside the single golden fruit hanging on my tree. At noon, it burst and fell open, and there was I, newly hatched. In my tadpole stage, I was delivered to Metron Ariston and transmogrified, and here am I. My name is Sporos, by the way, and I do not like your thinking names like mouse creature and shrimp thing at me. Sporos, when I have finished this phase of my education, if I finish with one of you for a partner, I will root myself and deepen. After an eon, I'll send up a small green shoot out of my kelp bed and start growing into an aqueous, deciduous, spore-reproducing, fruit-bearing coniferous ferandula."
Calvin looked horrified. "You're mad. I've studied biology. You're not possible."
"Neither are you," Sporos replied indignantly. "Nothing important is. Blagini, is it my misfortune to be paired with one of these earthlings?"
Louise the Larger lifted her head out of her coils and looked at Sporos.